crystals. Crystals are nothing but crudified ether when they are kept in the hand or used for healing, because they are the closest element to ether in nature. They direct the vibrations of the body towards its ethereal, akashic level. The very structure of the first five chakras or astral body consists of ether. Therefore, crystals activate this element in the body and clean the ethereal body or the first five chakras and bring it close to the akashic ethereal level of the universe. So some realization from the akashic records will be gained. However, the human spiritual body consists of seven or even more levels. Although crystals are useful tools in the beginning of spiritual progress, or whenever a person wants to use them to clean the first five chakras, still they have a limitation to guide the human to the highest spiritual realization and might become the master of the person. Like any other material thing or anything besides the ultimate realization of the highest God as the only source as absolute, they will become an obstacle in our spiritual progress and our freedom from bondage. Therefore, although they are useful in our spiritual progress, they should be ignored at the end. Each person has to become a crystal to manifest his will himself. The ultimate realization is to create absolute trust in God, do his will to bring his kingdom to all, and be submitted unto him. He is our only master. Man cannot have two masters. The other goals are to create compassion, mercy, forgiveness, cooperative attitude, expansion of the mind, etc. These are the goals to achieve, not gaining powers.